chapel service this morning is designed to be a very brief meditational period, anticipating a reception for all of our new students, our faculty, and our student coordinating council members in the Bethea room immediately following this service. Will you bow with me for prayer? Our Heavenly Father, as we consider Christian unity and renewal, help us to recognize the need for renewal in our own community here in Wake Forest. Aid us in determining the canon for what is primary and for what is secondary. Aid us in achieving genuine fellowship and in promulgating a real sense of mission, both in ourselves and in those we serve. In the name of Christ, amen.
I may speak in tongues of men or of angels, but if I am without love, I am a sounding gong or a clanging cymbal. I may have the gift of prophecy and know every hidden truth. I may have faith strong enough to move mountains, but if I have no love, I am nothing. I may dole out all I possess, or even give my body to be burnt, but if I have no love, I am none the better. Love is patient, love is kind, and envies no one. Love is never boastful, nor conceited, nor rude, never selfish, not quick to take offense. Love keeps no score of wrongs, does not gloat over other men's sins, but delights in the truth. There is nothing love cannot face. There is no limit to its faith, its hope, and its endurance. Love will never come to an end. Are there prophets? Their work will be over. Are there tongues of ecstasy? They will cease. Is there knowledge? It will vanish away. For our knowledge and our prophecy alike are partial, and the partial vanishes when wholeness comes. When I was a child, my speech, my outlook, and my thoughts were all childish. When I grew up, I had finished with childish things. Now we see only puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we shall see face to face. My knowledge now is partial. Then it will be whole, like God's knowledge of me. In a word, there are three things that last forever: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of them all is love. May God add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. Comes from being a part of the unique spiritual and academic fellowship which we all share is perhaps something which is fully appreciated only by those who have felt its genuine expression. Perhaps corporate worship is a source of this strength, and perhaps it is in moments of silence, worshiping together, that this strength finds its source. Therefore, this day, you are invited to participate in the following few moments of silence, that your expressions of concern for your fellow men and your expression of the concern for yourself before God might be made. May we pray.
It is my privilege to read to you several expressions of gratitude on the part of several of our seminary family's members at the expression of our concern over their loss. We have two such notes from students and one from one of our faculty members. to the members of the student body of Southeastern Seminary. During our recent bereavement, my family and I found great support in the many expressions of Christian love and concern from the seminary community. We are deeply grateful to all of you. Sincerely, Jean McLeod. To the seminary family, for the many kind considerations, expressions of concern, and supporting prayers which you have offered in our behalf in the loss of my parents, I would like to extend my deepest gratitude. The support of the seminary family during these trying times has been a great source of strength for us. We are grateful for the closeness of such Christian friends. Everett L. Parsons, Jr. To the Student Coordinating Council and Student Body, Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. Your messages in word and flowers were a source of strength and healing at the time of the death of my mother last week. At the age of 79 years, she was interested in youth and was teacher of the young adult class in her Sunday school, in keeping with their special request. She received good books twice each month from a bookmobile service. Her spirit was in keeping with your kind and helpful expressions of concern. It is helpful to me to work in a family of Christians whose thoughtful considerations give hope and strength when it is most needed. Gratefully for the entire Hendricks family, Garland A. Hendricks. I felt like this morning that in considering what our chapel message should be, in keeping with these expressions of gratitude, and with the purpose of our chapel, welcoming several of our new students to Southeastern Seminary and in preparing for a reception that we're having for them, that I'd be very practical in my concerns this morning and would say almost exactly what I tried to say to our new students. I was trying to consider how to define Southeastern Seminary, and about as close as I could come was considering it to be a Christian academic community. And then to consider, in several ways, what this means to be a Christian academic community. In the first place, I think the challenge of a new semester, just beginning this new semester, I think the challenge that is held forth to us as students would be that to be the very best student that we possibly can be. Being a student, I'm in a position, I suppose, of hearing a great deal of criticism of Southeastern Seminary, and particularly since I live in the dorm, and I think I know quite a few students on campus. And almost by common consent, I hear the criticism is not quite high enough academically, or the requirements are not enough. Well, now, I don't believe that that's the problem. I haven't heard many people say that the reading is not enough. I think that the real problem lies in us as students. I think sometimes we don't take our academic task seriously enough. And so this morning, beginning a new semester, I'd like to challenge you in the first place to be the very best student that you're capable of being. Often we criticize, not realizing that we are part of the problem. And I think surely in this instance, we are. In the second place, I think that one of the first things that should be said to students as they enter this seminary, or to students beginning another semester at this seminary, would be to work to make it a friendly campus. When I first arrived at Southeastern, and I know I've said this before from this very spot, I was almost appalled at the lack of friendliness, especially coming from a small college campus where the campus was extremely close. The students were extremely close. You notice immediately that by virtue of so many students going in so many directions and coming together only for classes 4 days a week, that you're a little bit detached from the situation. And I picked up that attitude immediately. And so I blame myself for that. But I think particularly beginning a new semester, we have the opportunity to make this a more friendly campus. And so this is another of my very practical concerns today. that we be as friendly students as possible. And I think in the third place that the third thing we need to consider is what it means to be a part of a Christian community. In the New Testament, in my studies, I have found that koinonia, or fellowship, is often translated in some of the new translations in terms of participation. In fact, oftentimes the word participation is used in expressing what true fellowship is. And I thought that this would be an excellent opportunity to point out to you that we have here at Southeastern several students who are very interested in the Student Coordinating Council. But we have many students who are not quite as interested. And so I'd like to challenge you this morning to become a participant in the activities of this organization. The Student Coordinating Council is designed for you, to serve you. And that is our purpose this semester, as it was last semester. And we invite you to participate. Very shortly this spring, we're going to be having elections for new officers in the Student Coordinating Council. And I hope that you'll take that opportunity to become a member of the council. And even before that, I hope that you'll support the functions of the council. And I hope that you'll make suggestions to your representatives in the council, and that you'll bring your suggestions to me. We more than welcome these suggestions. If you have someone that we could perhaps get for a speaker on campus, or someone who would lead a discussion group, we would welcome that as a suggestion. Or if you would like to do this, or help us to do this, we'd love to have that suggestion. And in considering what participation is, particularly in relation to the Student Coordinating Council, I decided that something that had to be said in this very connection was that perhaps this is the way that we can bring the student body a little closer together. Last semester, we made several attempts at this. One was by our social committee in having a get-together just after chapel, having a song fest and having coffee and snacks of some kind. And we intend to keep doing this sort of thing. But there should be more ways that we could get together this way as an entire student body. And in our forums that we offer in the evenings, I hope that you'll participate in them. And I hope that you'll suggest ways that we can encourage this participation. And on a little bit larger scale than just the Student Coordinating Council, I hope that you will look at Southeastern Seminary as a community in which you should participate, in which you should be an integral part. Whether you're here only 2 or 3 or 4 days a week, or whether you're here all 7 days a week, I hope that you'll consider yourself a vital part, which you certainly are, of Southeastern Seminary, and that you'll participate in all of its activities and all of its functions. I'd like to remind you that immediately following this chapel service, we'll have a reception for the new students, faculty members, and Student Coordinating Committee members in the Bethea Room in Appleby Building. Just behind this building and to our left. Will you bow with me for prayer? Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we consider a new semester, help us to consider the opportunity for renewal, particularly in the wake of such a challenge as we had issued to us yesterday. And our Heavenly Father, as we consider unity and fellowship in our own community, help us to consider it on a far larger scale. And our Father, help us to take our rightful place in the Christian church, the universal Christian church. These things we ask in thy name. Amen.